Blog Talk Radio.
The day, and by my spirit, I'm making the way, and by my spirit, you
you'll begin to rejoice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus. Mighty, mighty Yeshua, mighty Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, the Lord's servant. Amen. Well, shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host, brother in Christ, brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are so thankful to the Lord for the opportunity he gives us. He allows us, hallelujah, to share his word, his revelation, amen, on the last day before his return for his bride that have made herself ready for him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I believe we're going to have a wonderful program tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. As the Lord gives me, hallelujah, the utterance, the hallelujah anointing to be able to share his word, hallelujah, according to his revelation, I will share tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. We're going to go into the word. Amen. Because it is a Bible study. Praise you, Jesus. So, hallelujah, we will be in the word. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Luke 6:12 says that it came to pass in those days that he went out unto the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. This is Jesus. This is Jesus. This is where his heart is. My brother and sister, hallelujah, spending all night with the Father is where his heart is. The Lord spoken to me yesterday morning in regard to this, him, hallelujah, Jesus spoke to me, and hallelujah, and said yes, that yes, his heart is to be talking with the Father, to be doing the Father's will, my brother and sister. And when we open the Bible, when we open his word, that's what we see. Him looking to seeing the Father well, my brother and sister. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And this is why, hallelujah, John 17 is, this word spoke Jesus, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify thy Son. And thy Son also may glorify thee. Hallelujah. And he did so very well. He glorified the Father. Shalom, Sister Luna. My brother and sister. He always looked forward to spending time with the Father. Being with the Father. Doing the Father's will. The Lord is a great example in the Bible on how to serve God. If anyone wants to know how to serve God, Jesus, our Lord, our Rabbi, our teacher, is the great example that we should follow. Shalom, Sister Consuelo, Brother Estrada, Joseph, hallelujah. Shalom, Brian. Shalom to each and one of you that are joining us. Jesus is a great example on how to serve God, my brother and sister. So we need to look at to his example. Amen. So the Bible says that, hallelujah, in Luke 6:12, that it came to pass in those days that he went out unto the mountain to pray and continue, hallelujah, in prayer to God. Okay? All night long. All night. Okay? He was never like us, looking just to pray enough, an hour or less. Hallelujah. Actually, an hour is your ties to him. Okay? It's a minimum. An hour is the minimum. Okay? 3 hours is fair. 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. But an hour is the minimum, my brother and sister. That's our tithe. And some people owe God on their minimum, on their tithes and offering, my brother and sister. So, hallelujah. When he asked the disciples, could they not pray with him 1 hour, my brother and sister, in Gethsemane? Peter, John, hallelujah. Can you not pray with me 1 hour, he says. Hallelujah. Why, hallelujah, it's so important that they will pray with him 1 hour because that was their tithe to God, my brother and sister. Okay? Matthew 6:26-40. And he came to his disciples and found them asleep. You got to get your 8 hours. You got to get your 8 hours. They say, you got to get your 8 hours. Huh? And they get people always to be trusting in nothing. Because if it's about your flesh, flesh is weak. That's what the Bible says about the flesh. The flesh is weak. The lust of the flesh. How can you trust in your flesh then? How can you trust in your flesh? The lust of the flesh. Your flesh is weak, the Lord says. So how can you trust your, you got to get your 8 hours of sleep. You got to get your hours. Well, Jesus never followed their teaching. Okay? He never followed their teaching. Luke 6:12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out unto the mountain to pray and continue all night in prayer to God. Does it sound to you, does it look to you that he was looking to go into prayer and then get 8 hours of sleep? No, he never did. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. The Lord took me out of my body yesterday morning. Hallelujah. And wanted to show me something amazing. And I say amazing because I didn't know. And I know a lot of you don't know neither. But I know most of you, this is the first time you're going to hear this. Because it was my first time hearing it from the Lord. And I thank him, our rabbi, because he's always teaching us something we don't know. We have no idea it's this way. Okay? We have no idea that anyone on the earth don't know. We don't know. He has to teach us the things that we must know, that it's important for us to know. Okay? Praise you, Jesus. He took me back when the coronavirus was being released in 2019 from the first time. Okay? I was in this entrance of hell, or exit of hell, I would say, exit of hell. It was like a tunnel. I was standing far off because the Lord wanted me to get a wider view and see. Okay? And I saw they were taking out of hell what is known to us to be today the coronavirus. But it was a demon. And when I saw the demon that they were taking out, the demon, the Lord let me know, was the virus. My brother and sister, that we know today as coronavirus or COVID-19. And this demon was black, black, black. Dark as dark can get. Very dark, very evil. I could tell you, hallelujah, it's very evil. Shalom, Victory Rider. And he was being released upon humanity in 2019. The Lord took me back then for me to see the horrible demon that they were releasing on the earth and the damage that he had brought upon this earth. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. And these demon-like secret service demon or high security around him, where they knew he is so weak and evil. And of course, God is in control. We know this. It is not to be doubted or to be questioned. He has to allow this. The devil cannot just do this, because people on earth, a few millions on earth, want this to be released. No. Or begging him to get this released. No. It is not possible. With God, all things are possible, but not with the devil. He had to beg God for certain so evil and wicked like this to be released, because God knows the damage that it's going to do. This is why Father told me back in early 2020 that nothing known by man will cure the coronavirus, because as people see it as biological weapon, which may be the tool, because there's always a tool they use. There's always something they use. The president of Syria released these bioweapons upon their own people and killed many of them, but no one could stop them from dying. But this one now was being released, all humanity, this bioweapon demon. Okay, all the demons we use in the bioweapon. And it was being released upon humanity. And the Lord was showing me the demon. We focus on the tangible things, material. But we forget about the spiritual side of things, my brother and sister. And this demon that was being released, so as they were bringing it out of hell, to release it upon the earth, I can see the wickedness of this demon. I could understand the damage that he will bring upon humanity when they will release it upon humanity. And we have seen the consequence of how so many people have died. My brother and sister, I'm only glad for those that were ready to die and went to heaven, for sure. Because it's always someone repenting. This is why repenting is so important, my brother and sister. So important that we be in daily repenting with the Lord, repenting our sins, our trespasses before him. And before the Lord showed me the demon, Jesus spoke to me and confirmed, yes, that I've been talking about not sleeping all night long, that he says that he never looked to sleep all night long, but looked to spending time with the Father, he says to me. And then began to show me that wickedness being released out of hell, took me there. Wow. But hearing the Lord, because I was saying to the Lord, Lord, I don't have a word for Sunday. And understanding how important that word you gave me on Tuesday, that I must repeat that word on Sunday. Because those that were not able to listen on Tuesday night must listen on Sunday, that word that Jesus given me, my brother and sister, for the last days. Hallelujah. Things are coming to pass so quickly. I said a few months ago that the vaccine, hallelujah, will be the law of the land. The vaccine will be the law of the land. And sure, a lot of people disagree with me. But can you see where it's going? Even with Biden, Pelosi, CDC, and all of them that said, CDC director, and all of them have said that they cannot mandate the vaccine, that they say one thing and they do another. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, when the Lord speaks as the Antichrist, what did he say? He comes with all lies. They will never tell you the truth about the things they're going to do. They lie. That's why Jesus began his Bible study in Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. Don't you be deceived. He begins his Bible study this way. He says, give us the signs of the end. Tell us when is your coming. Tell us about your return. And the disciples are crushing their hand and head. And please tell us. The first word of this Bible study was, be ye not deceived. Okay? Very important. You won't be deceived by your government, by your leaders. Because right now, they all have made the commitment to evil, not to the Lord. If they will be for the Lord, they will speak of the Lord. Because anyone who is with the Lord talks about the Lord and nothing else. Glorify the Lord and nothing else. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. But because they only talk about themselves and their lies, they're coming out of their mouth constantly. Poor humanity is falling into the lies, and this is why so many have taken the by sin. And Jesus taking me to the place of hell with the soul of those that are taking the by sin. My brother and sister, hallelujah. They don't, my brother and sister, like us talking about this. But right now, there's nothing that can do. The Lord God Almighty wants me to be speaking about these things. And when they tried, they hacked my computer, my network, my internet, my account, my brother and sister. They done everything possible to keep me out of the air. My brothers, and their limited power. They done it. They use everything they can. But the Lord is the one keeping me on the air until he says so, until Father says so. My brother and sister, but they have done so. Hallelujah. I remember a few weeks ago when the Lord allowed one of the generals to come and talk to me, knock on my door and said, if I was vaccinated, to show them the proof that I was vaccinated. And when I told them my name, they say, oh, well, I know who you are. You're Elvis Zapata. We listen to you on the Lord's hour, he says. Hallelujah. Yes, we do so. And this is why we're on the air. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Because it's not what they say, it's what God says. And God can keep us on the air forever if he wants to. And there's nothing they can do. Because my Father, our Father, has all power in heaven and earth. Jesus has all power in heaven and earth. There's nothing they can do against God. And as long as God wants us to be here, we're here. And we're not going to be here for too long anyway. When I asked the Lord last time, why are we here? The Lord said, because are my witnesses. In other words, we my witness. And another thing Jesus said to me, I told you that on that great day I want to be fishing with my family in heaven. And Jesus said to me, no, you are going to be on that judgment as a witness, he says, against them. You're one of them I have chosen to be on the a great judgment as a witness. So let's buckle ourselves here and let's polish our shoes because we're going to be there. My brother and sister, let's brush our teeth. Let's polish our shoes because we're going to be there. Okay? I wasn't planning to be there. I think fishing for me would have been, I didn't want to see the faces of those people that are going to be judged, but the Lord said that I have to be there. He says, you have to be there. There goes my fishing day. Cancel my fishing day. And my brother and sister, and have to polish my shoes and get ready to be there. It's going to be that great day of the Lord, the Bible says. My Lord, my God, have mercy. So again, he takes me to hell yesterday morning. after taking me to hell a couple of nights before, I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't like hell. I just don't like it. My brother and sister, I just don't like being going there. But, you know, let his will be done, not mine, not ours. What do we know? Okay, he wants it. Amen. He wants to take us back there. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. He knows how we feel, but we must be a witness of what's happening. The end is at hand. Jesus is about to return for his people. So he wants us to be doing the last. Okay? I remember him walking with me outside the wedding, telling me, go ahead and tell them. And after you do, it's after them. Okay? Praise the Lord. As he told Ezekiel the prophet, you know, go into the wicked to repent so their blood will not be on you. So, you know, I'm speaking. I'm letting them know, my brother and sister, hallelujah, let the blood be on them. It's for them to repent. It is for them to take the word. The word is being put online nationally, internationally. And I know a lot of my brothers and sisters put their link on their YouTube page, Facebook page, and so much more. Okay? We're giving the message out. Okay? We're doing what he's asking us to do. Praise the Lord. Now it's after them to repent, to listen, to hear. Okay, because if the governments are listening to my message every day, they know my topics, they know what I talk about. So the CIA, NSA, FBI, they have no excuse. Now they're listening to my message. Okay, so they have no excuse. None. Okay, so anyone listening have no excuse, even though if it still is to investigate, to know. We want to hear what he's talking about. Why is he saying this or that? I'm saying it because the Lord wants me to say it. He's my Lord. He is my rabbi. He's my equal opportunity employer. So, hey, I work for him. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 3:10. As we pray earnestly night and day, the Apostle Paul is saying, that we might see your face, it might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. The advantage of praying overnight is that your faith gets increased, Paul said to the Thessalonians. Can you imagine that? Okay, always seeking to be praying increases your faith, empower your faith. My brother and sister, this is why it's important to pray overnight. Nine is important. As we read all these verses from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end, you see the nine. Praying at night is important because it's when your body wants to fall asleep and you need to be awake. It's important. Communion with God. Union. Communion and union be the same. Okay? The communion of the Spirit. We pray earnestly night and day, he says. But he says nine. Why nine at first and not day? My brother and sister. Because they were looking forward to praying at night. Jesus prayed all night long. He looked forward to praying with the Father all night long. I believe also it's part of not being disturbed by anyone when you're in prayer with God. Because most of the rest of the people sleep. Paul said, those asleep sleep at night. But we are children of the day. Sober, be sober. Okay? It's important that we look forward to praying with him, not looking forward to sleep much. Okay, because we do sleep too much. And it's because this society in all these years have told us that we need to get 8 hours. But 8 hours is really not that good for us. Okay, pray about this. Pray about this. Anything I tell you, pray about it. Okay, 1 Timothy 5:5. Now, she that is indeed a widow, desolated, true in God, continuing supplication and prayer night and day. See how they say it? Night and day. Night at first because they're looking forward to praying with God. They're following Jesus' example. The disciple later on in the book of Acts, it was like they were awakened because then they look back to Jesus and said, wait a minute, what did he do? What did he do when he was on the earth? He prayed all night long. Because now they understood that they needed to follow his example. Okay? And they realize now, they were awakened to say, wow, if Jesus lived this way, this means that we got to live the same. We got to follow the same example. He only looked forward to being with Father, spending time with Father. That means that we need to be doing the same. And that really got to Matthew. That really got to Peter and them. Look at them. They really now understood the calling and said, well, and then comes the Apostle Paul that did not walk with Jesus on the earth, only heard about him, but then followed the same example. My brother and sister, we're following an example here. Jesus is our example, my brother and sister. And when we talk about Father, he doesn't sleep. He doesn't slumber. The book of Psalms says, okay, Father never sleep. He doesn't slumber neither. He's right awake every day, every hour. You want to follow a great example? There it is. Jesus said the Father is greater than I. He's following that he knows the Father is up all night long, all day long, running the universe, and that he can talk to him at any hour, at any time, and Father's listening, and Father will be working in our behalf when we pray. Someone said, pray or move God to work on our behalf. Why would you not pray? That when God, all things are possible. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. So it's so important that we pray and that we understand that every time you ask God to do something for you or for someone, okay, God gets to work for you. God gets to work for that someone. You're sending him to work. Isn't that amazing that you can ask Father, Father, will you go and keep in such person, keep this person, help this person to know you, help this person to come to your knowledge, help this person to commune with you, help this person to be safe, keep this person protected, deliver this person from all evil. Look at the task you're giving God in prayer. Look at the task you're sending him to do when you ask him for something. Now his task now is to help this person to know him, keep this person safe, and save this person. Now, everything this person encounters in their daily life is God facing this person through someone or something to get this person to know him. My brother and sister, even to creation, God can reveal himself to someone who doesn't know him. Through his angel, angelic revelation, had a mighty dream like Jacob and reveal himself to the person through a dream. The task that you're giving God is a mighty task that only God can do. Nobody else can do this. Hallelujah. Nobody else has the capability, the knowledge, and the knowing to get someone who totally doesn't know God to know him, to keep this person safe, and to lead this person to his knowledge and understanding of him and save this person. You're asking God to do so much for someone. To God, that is nothing. Let me tell you, nothing. To us, it's like, wow. How is he going to get this done? Don't even hesitate for a second about the power of God, because God can do anything. To him, all things are possible. My brother and sister, all things are possible for him. Hallelujah. And these things that we're asking are so small. They're so small. They are so little. And what God can do, that if one day when you meet Father in his throne face to face, you're going to say, wow, did we know nothing? I've been in heaven. And when I look back to my life, the only thing I can think, we are so little. That's why the Bible says little children, because we're so little. Hallelujah. We know so little. My brother and sister, Mark 14:37, he came back and found them asleep and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Could not watch with me 1 hour. He knew the benefit of them praying 1 hour at least. The obedience of praying 1 hour at least. He knew. They didn't know. They were tired and they just wanted to catch some sleep, as we say. That's all they wanted to do. They wanted to catch some sleep. But Jesus knew the benefit of them praying with him at least 1 hour before they went to sleep. Because that's all he was asking them. He asked them for at least 1 hour before they went to sleep. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Obedient at least. Amen. There you go. So, hallelujah. That is the Lord saying to us is, if you just pray at least 1 hour with me every day, I'm fine with you. Okay? I'm not going to rebuke you if you pray with me 1 hour, telling you you don't pray, you know? Because that's what he told his disciples. At least 1 hour. At least. At least, Peter. At least, John. At least. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. When the disciple understood the importance of prayer, my brother and sister, they pray after that 3 times a day. Hallelujah. 3 times a day they pray. Hallelujah. Why did they pray 3 times? Why did Peter pray 3 times a day? Why him and John look forward to spending time with God 3 times a day? Because now they understood. Hallelujah. Act 3:1. Now Peter and John went out together into the temple. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on, computer, help me out. Thank you, Lord. They went out to the temple at that hour in prayer, being the 9th hour, when certain men lay there from his mother's womb, being carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called the Beautiful, to ask alms, to ask for a donation, I guess, from those that enter the temple. Hallelujah. Now, here is a fact of prayer. Prayer brings you closer to God, and through prayer, God empowers you to use your miracle. If God's going to use his bride in the last day and mighty miracles and signs, his bride needs to be in prayer. His bride needs to be spending time with him in prayer. This is why with the first revival at the first church, hallelujah, began with the disciple fasting and prayer and the promise of the Holy Spirit coming upon their life, my brother and sister. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What were they doing there, my brother and sister, with one accord in one place? They were praying. Hallelujah. They were praying. They were seeking the God. They were fasting and they were praying. And of course they were doing it with one accord because all of them were heard of the promise of Jesus, and they were waiting. He told them not to leave Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Until they received the power from above. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So it's very important that we wait on his promise. But how do we wait as the disciples did? In prayer. Hallelujah. They came into one accord through prayer also. You hear a lot of people, oh, the church should be more united. The people should be of one accord like they used to, in agreement. Okay? And you hear people saying, I don't disagree with all this division, which is great. It's awesome. I totally believe that. Are you praying about that? Have you made that your most important prayer, or part of your most important prayer, that we will be of one accord, that we will be like the Church of Acts, or just making comments, okay? Because we need to be doing something about it. If we believe that's the way it should be, we should be praying about it. We should be asking the Lord to make this happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Acts 1 says, and all these continue of one accord and prayer and supplication with the woman Mary and the mother of Jesus and his brethren. Hallelujah. What were they doing? Praying. And not just praying during the day. No, they pray during the night too. They remember what the rabbi, the Lord, showed them as an example and how to walk and how to live for him. My brother and sister, isn't that incredible? Hallelujah, following his example. Hallelujah, his example was to pray all night long. Thank you, Jesus. Very important. We follow the example of Jesus. They follow his example. Hallelujah. We need to do the same. My brother and sister, Jesus prayed all night long. Hallelujah. The disciple learned that this is the way it needs to be done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Came to pass on the day he went out to the mountain and to pray and continue all night long in prayer to God. That's how Jesus, hallelujah, did ministry. Hallelujah. The apostle Paul, when he went to Timothy, he brought them another great teaching. 1 Timothy 5:5. Now she that is in thee, a widow and desolate, trusted in God, in continuing supplication and prayer, night and day. So the apostle Paul is, let me tell you about our sister. What did she do? Well, she was a widow. But how did she live? Why was she so powerful in the Lord? She prayed day and night. Hallelujah. Day and night. Thank you, Jesus. Again, go back to Timothy a second time, 1:3. And I thank God whom I serve for my forefather with pure conscience that I have thee in remembrance and prayer night and day without ceasing. Not only did he say to pray without ceasing, he himself an example of praying night first and day without ceasing. My brother and sister, isn't that incredible? The example that we receive, hallelujah, that we need to know. Nehemiah the prophet, in 1:6 says, let thy ear now be attentive and thy eye open, that thou may hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and to confess thy sin of the children of Israel, which have sinned against thee both, and my father have sinned, says the prophet Nehemiah. Nehemiah, another prophet. Hallelujah. He prays for the day. But that means he looked to praying day and night. That was possible for him. Jesus was all nine. Paul was all nine all day. My brother and sister, we know that Jesus all day long was doing ministry. Hallelujah, laying hand on the sick, rebuking demons. So he was doing ministry all day long, but prayed all night long. That is incredible. But we know that Nehemiah, as a high priest, they also had the obligation to do the same. Important there, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. David said in Psalm 66, I am weary with my groaning. All night I make my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tear. This man of God, David, that some people love so much of his writing, enjoy so much of his writing, and talk about how great David was in the Lord. David prayed all night long. Day and night also. But all nine, he says, all nine in my bed. Okay? He was on his bed, but not sleeping. He was praying. My brother and sister, that is incredible. He was looking forward to spending time with God. Actually, that night, the Lord kept me up. That night, he gave me that revelation. Like every 3 hours, I wanted to go to sleep. My body would want to go to sleep, and he would awaken me again. Like when someone is falling asleep and you tap them over the head. Hey, stay up, stay up. So the Lord was doing that to me. I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. Shalom, Sister Renee. Praise you, Jesus. He was cute because I would, every 3 hours, it was about 3 a.m, he was showing me this. Okay, he came to help me stay in prayer. And 3 hours after that, I was falling asleep. And up, he woke me up again. Hey, stay up. Stay up. Okay? He wants us to be an example. He wants us to do it. Yes, not just to say it, but to do it. It is difficult. We need to ask him to help us to be praying all night because he can help us. With God, he said, all things are possible. He is God. We need to ask him, Lord, help me to pray all night long. Help me to stay in prayer, Lord. Because a lot of people are saying, Lord, because I have to work. I have to do this. I have to do that. Well, God is going to give everyone the time. Because you see how they're going to mandate the vaccine? That means that the Christians who follow the Lord are not going to be able to go to work. For how long now have the Lord said to people, my brother and sister, save up to storage up on food? How many times have the Lord spoken to us to save up on food? Because the Lord knew that this hour was coming. I told you last year that before this year was over, I saw persecution coming, my brother and sister. Okay? That is incredible. Persecution is here for the bride. And next year, I know, will be a year to remember of persecution against the bride. I saw people running for their life next year, 2022. I said this back in 2020. In 2022, I saw people under cars in the highway, main highway, being chased by state police to bassinate them. State police were chasing Christians under cars to bassinate them, my brother and sister. And it was like, we see on television people being chased by the police, but those are the people that are breaking the law. Christians in the United States and around the world will be considered breaking the law once they implement the mandatory vaccination. If you don't take the vaccination, you will be considered as a lawbreaker, that you're breaking the law, and they are going to chase you on your car. Okay, once they know who you are and that you are not vaccinated, the police, local police, and state police are going to chase these individuals. The Lord showed me this. Back then, I was shocked that the core of my being, I shared on the Lord's Hour, is practically here. Biden said a couple of days ago that he's losing his patience with the unvaccinated. What do you think that is? A threat against those that are not vaccinated, my brother and sister. Okay? It is their plan. It is their agenda. They got to get this done against humanity, my brother and sister. It's here. It's coming. They're going to take it before the Supreme Court. Congress will make a move on this. I don't know how soon, but soon. The Supreme Court will also do the same. Okay? States will make a move, like California. It's already making a move. New York City started first. California follow. The rest of the country follow. It started me that North Carolina is part of the list. Have not made a move yet, but are considering these things. Okay? My brother and sister, they're going to take this farther than what a lot of people think. This is why your commitment to your God now is a must of importance. Because once they start changing law, like the book of Daniel said, the Antichrist will change law. Okay? That's part of the Bible says about him in the book of Daniel. That means that we're going to see law implemented. There are people going to say, I don't believe what I'm hearing. I don't believe what I'm seeing. But it will be before their eyes and on their ears be repeated. My brother and sister, this is all here. Okay? I'm not the only one talking about this thing. Okay? Listen to this audio. I'll be back.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7th End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy that I got this morning. So join me in the King James Version. King James Version Bible. I'm listening to be in, let's see, the Book of Luke, chapter 21, let's do 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Okay, now this is, of course, a doomer. Now, I kept on hearing yesterday, over and over and over, the day of coming, burning like an oven, and we know what that is. Okay, so here we go. What is today? Okay, September 14th, 2021. Daughter, speak of the day burning like an oven. Time moves rapidly, while most remain complacent. The day of the Lord approaches. A day burning like an oven, a day of fire, a day of weeping. The tyrant leader will continue to oppress the people. War is looming in the distance. Whoa, I just got the Holy Spirit when I said that. War is looming in the distance and will make way for the enemy attack. Prepare for civil unrest and civil war. You will be forced to make a decision. Whoa, look at the Holy Spirit. I have it all over me. Will you fight for righteousness? Will you stand on the side of the Most High? Will you stand for justice? A whirlwind of fire approaches. It burns everything in its path. Everything will be made stubble. Sweeping fires across the nations that cannot be extinguished will blaze out of control. I am the fire. Go to your prayer closet now and pray you are worthy to escape the cup of wrath. Whoa, wasn't expecting that. Okay, so I'm not going to put this down because there's something very interesting in this. Well, I thought it was interesting anyway. Now, when I was starting to hear this, I kept on getting the word here, tyrant, the tyrant leader. Now, I know I had prophecy on this tyrant leader before. So I reposted those, I think there was two videos on it. There might be one more. I didn't look again. I reposted them on the Facebook pages, so you might want to look at them. Now, the tyrant leader, here's what I was thinking, and I never add my opinion to the videos. I didn't on the other two. Let's just say this. The person that I thought it was referring to, it doesn't appear that it is the person I thought it was. I want you to think about that. Maybe listen to this again and look at the other two prophecy messages. So I'm not going to add anything else onto that. So just keep that in mind. The person I thought was the tyrant and what it was referring to in the other two apparently is not that person. So here we are. We're at the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Please have a plan for a disaster. That was the other thing I kept hearing over and over and over is that a disaster is going to strike. A disaster is coming. A disaster is coming. I heard that over and over and over. Now, it wasn't in the prophecy. Now, I didn't pray for the title of it. This may be the title of this doomer prophecy. Something having to do with disaster. Because I kept on hearing that, but then when I got the prophecy, I'm like, disaster is not in there. Maybe that's the title of it. So before I put it up, I always pray for the title and see where I'm led. Have a plan. Make sure you have some cash on hand. You know this. Have some supplies on stock. I went in there yesterday and I was ordering, let's just say, over-the-counter medications, just in case. Mylanta, Pepto-Bismol. What else was I ordering? Some quick things to eat, like those Jell-O cups, pudding cups. You don't know what disaster might strike. Be prepared. Be prepared. Think about the what possibilities, what they are, and if you're prepared enough, do a walkthrough emergency. That's what I always do. You need to do this. You don't want to be caught off guard having your supplies dwindled away and then not being able to get stuff either online or at the store. Now, you see what they're doing right now, and I can't really say anything. They're going to mandate the V. They're already, I believe, doing it in Canada. You might want to Google that. Somebody sent me a video about it. It was being done in Canada already. It was being mandated at Walmart that you can't, I don't know if you can't work there or can't get in without the V. That's all I'm saying on it. Research yourself, Google things, look around, see what's going on. I also belong to a prepared group, a prepare and survival and so on. Now what's going on out there, and I'm seeing people all over the countries, and all over the country, they're putting pictures up of the store where they're going, and they're showing all of the shelves are bare and the shelves are empty. They're not getting stuff in. Don't be caught off guard. This is majorly important that you have food stocks and supplies on hand. What else was I looking at? Some things I was looking at still are not available. And what I'm noticing on other things is that things that used to be able to get delivered in the mail, you can't get them anymore. It's only pickup or store visit. Please have a plan. Don't wait to the last minute and be running around when everything is. There's no supplies in the store. You've seen this before when the pandemic started. What else did I want to mention on there? Make sure you're still subscribed to the YouTube channel. Check the notification box. Hit that in case you're not. Let's see, what other thing? If you don't hear from us for a few days, check in and see what's going on. And then the Facebook pages, I try to put one link at least up. Let's see, Sister Barbara Francis, the Godzilla 7, End Time Prophecy Channel, and The King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ. Now, I know I put those, reposted those videos about the tyrant later on those pages. So please like and follow us there, and please share the videos, because they're not doing it on Facebook. And what else did I want to mention? Thank you, everyone, for all the encouragement, all the encouraging comments under the videos, the translations in the other languages. Thank you, everyone, that supports the ministry financially so we can help.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, full price is higher, 8% this year, more than any other year. I heard earlier on YouTube, on the news, and I thought, wow, that's incredible. It's just rising. I also heard that 30% of food is gone, and nobody knows where it's gone, and that the elite are controlling food supply. They're storaging on food on the bunkers, my brothers and sisters. So much of it, and the underworld community, so much of it that everybody is suffering. And it's because they know what's coming. They're getting ready for what's coming. Water the same. Okay? They have found water contaminated, like in Chicago. And they have found stuff in the water that should not be there, which they're not even telling people about it either. Okay, there will be, I said it, before 2021 is over. Okay, there's going to be a scare, okay, by December in the world. So keep your eyes on Jesus. There will be great fear out there. And when the new year began, the fear will still be there. Okay, there will be law implemented soon. The people will say, wow, how did all this came about? How did all this change so quickly? My brother and sister, we're going to see change quickly because the bride is about to be taken out. Judgment is coming. Okay, I will not be surprised because Father, when this year began, he began to talk to me about judgment coming upon the land. Okay, I'm looking. Okay, I don't think he was probably just referring for the year, but because the year began and he began to talk to me about judgment that was coming to the land, I believe judgment is still coming for this year before it's over. Okay, I truly believe that, my brother and sister. Judgment is coming on the United States before the year is over. I truly believe that because God began to talk to me about judgment. Okay? And if it doesn't happen this year, surely next year, because great persecution is coming next year. Great. And when I mean great, great, I can title the message Great Persecution 2022. Okay? Because I know it's coming. The Lord was showing me this. and it's going to go on. I saw people running for their life in 2022. I saw it. It's coming. My brother and sister, they're going to change law. Daniel 7, okay, verse 9 says, "Behold, to the throne were cast down the ancient day that set up down, whose garment was white and snow, the hair of his head was like pure wolf, his throne was like the fiery flame, his wheel is as burning fire. This is our Lord, whose eyes are piercing upon this earth in the Antichrist. His eyes like the white eagle is piercing, looking at them and what they're doing and what they're planning." My brother and sister, because Jesus overcame them on the cross. Okay? They think they're going to get away with anything, and they're not. The Lord has his plan. And the only reason why God's people are dying here is because we're witness of the Lord. Okay, verse 10. "A furious stream issued came forth from before him, thousands ministered unto him, 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him, and the judgment was set, and the book were opened." Judgments are set in heaven. And it's just a matter of time. When are they going to begin? You see that it doesn't give you the day, the hour. The Bible just talks about the great day of the Lord. Okay? So to say a year, I believe this year, because God began to talk to me about judgment this year. He didn't say this year, but he began to talk to me about judgment this year. And so I believe as he was talking to me, because in my spirit I felt very strongly that there will be a judgment coming this year as he was talking to me. But he didn't mention year or day. He didn't say this year. Okay, verse 11. "I beheld it then because of the voice of the great word which those horns spoke, and beheld even till the beast was slain, his body destroyed and given to the burning flaming." Okay? The burning flaming, the beast, the Antichrist is going to go alive, hallelujah, into a fire, my brother and sister. The lake of fire. Him and the false prophet. But they are in action. His ministry is in action in the last days like never before. "As concerning the rest of the beasts, they have dominion taken away, yet they live were prolonged, or their license were prolonged for a season and a time." In other words, God says a season and a time. We know that a season is 3 months. A time is short, limited. They got limited time to do what they're going to do. Are they going to take advantage of the limited time? We can already see. COVID-19, vaccine, you see? What the Lord was showing me, they were the demon that they were releasing to them, to the Antichrist, they believe it was a great victory when God allowed them in 2019 to release that demon from the pit of hell upon humanity to bring this virus that had killed millions upon the earth, okay? By bringing them, cutting the air on their body, the ability to breathe, because that's what the COVID-19 does. It limits the ability for people to breathe, and so much more. They're gasping for air and breath as they're dying, they die. My brother and sister, it's killing them slowly. "And I saw in the ninth vision, behold, one like the Son of Man came with a cloud of heaven and came to the Ancients of Days, and they brought him near before him." Praise the Lord. See how the Lord, okay, the bees are doing, hallelujah, all kinds of evil. Okay, they're doing all kinds of evil on the earth right now, these demons, these beasts. But the Lord who's in control, the Son of Man who is in control, is watching all their move. There's nothing that they can do that he's not aware. Because this is the Lord time. He overcame all of them on the cross. He's in control from heaven, from his throne. My brother and sister. Thank you, Jesus. Okay? He's in control. So there's nothing that they can do without his permission. He has the key to hell. In order for them to take anyone out of there, they need to ask the Lord to seal the kingdom. He has the power over dead. Dead is running her kingdom limited. Limited. Okay? Limited. Because the Lord overcame dead. He allowed certain things to go about. He overcame. He has the right because he died on the cross and overcame them on the cross. Always keep that in mind. The cross, what Jesus, hallelujah, did on the cross. And it was giving him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which should not pass away. His kingdom, which now, hallelujah, should not be destroyed. Why do we need to know that his kingdom, hallelujah, don't need to be destroyed? Because the beast and them will be looking to destroy his kingdom. That means to destroy his children, his bride, the church. You see how they have closed down the churches? God said they will close down the churches. That means he was going to allow it. Okay? And then if they wanted to open a house service, they need to be vaccinated. That's what they're telling people. My brother and sister. So the persecution began with the church. And then it goes on to all the world. They knew what they wanted to accomplish through it. My brother and sister. Verse 15, and I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit, in the midst of my body, in the vision of my head troubled me. See, Daniel is seeing a revelation of our last day where you and I are in. And it grieved Daniel that God's children will be living through this hard and difficult time. But it shows very clear the Lord being in control. The Lord Jesus having dominion, control. He never loses his dominion. He never loses his control. Let me go back to verse 14 there. And it was giving him dominion and glory and kingdom. He never loses that. It grieves Daniel to see God's children going through this. Yeah, because it's so difficult. But Jesus is in control. God has a plan in his agenda with his children. My brother and sister, this is his plan. This is his agenda. I came near unto those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of these things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He saw, Daniel saw this beast, Antichrist, and saw what he could do, the damage that he can bring upon humanity. Look how he released this virus upon humanity. And by seeing, it's doing a lot of damage. Daniel saw all this and a grief his spirit, my brother and sister, of seeing such a thing. Hallelujah. Verse 17. Now it is plain to Daniel, because he said, I came near to the one who stood by and asked him, hallelujah, the truth of all this. So he told me and to make me know an interpretation of these things. These great beasts, hallelujah, which we can name these beasts, the Antichrist. This great Obama, heavy to the light name, or Pope, however you want to say it. These great beasts, which are four, okay, there are four of them. There are four. Shalom, brother Miguel. Four of them. And we have beginning to see the revealing, the unveiling, some people say, the revelation of these beasts upon the earth in the last day. Oh, Biden, when he goes on the mic, says that he need to tell people what he's been told. Someone behind him is telling him what to do. Didn't we say this, that this will be so before he even came into office? The beast that was on for 8 years is behind him telling him what to do. My brother and sister, the sad of the matter is that our people don't see him as a beast, although he is, and the Bible says he is. My brother and sister, these great beasts, and they are called great in the Bible. They're not called great because they're great. They're called great because of what they can do to humanity, what they can bring upon humanity. They can bring great death. Don't you think that the virus bringing over 10 million, no, is it 10 million dead? I believe it's over 3 million dead, or 10. I don't remember the number. I haven't followed it for a few months, and I don't remember how many people are dead of the coronavirus. That's great. Millions of people dead. That is great. Okay? There's someone that has great, limited power to kill, to do harm. So when the Bible said that great is not because they're worthy to be worshipped, no. The only one worthy to be worshipped is Jesus Christ. It's the great harm that they can bring, the great damage that they can do. As I say, this hurricane is great. It's because the wind is in the 40 and 150 or more, and it can bring so much damage to it. That's what the greatness is, great wickedness that they can bring up once when they are allowed by the Lord God, who is in control. These great beasts, and now we're told there are four. We're told there are four. Okay? We have seen what Bill Gates has been able to do also, which a lot of people see him as a great beast also. So we're seeing things unfolding from the different country and different places supporting the beast. Okay? Supporting the beast. My brother and sister. These great wishes, which are four king, hallelujah, four king, amen. People on Facebook are writing, they're listening. These great beasts, which are four king, who shall arise on the earth. Hello, someone. Who are they? King, which we know that during the time of the translation, it went from king to president. It went from king to president again. You can look it up. You can Google it. It went from king to president. My brothers. So these four president, commander-in-chief, leaders of the nations in the last days. Okay? So there are four commander-in-chief today, according to Daniel, that will be bringing this evil upon humanity. My brother and sister, they will be bringing this evil upon humanity. They will causing this great pain upon humanity. The four who shall rise upon the earth, this is being shown to Daniel for the last day where you and I are in today, in the last day. My brother and sister, verse 18. But the saint of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Now, what is he saying here? That the promise of God that we are going to take the kingdom forever and ever will happen. The departure is going to happen. The millennium after the 7-year great tribulation is going to happen. The end of the millennium where Satan will be thrown in devil, which is the last enemy, into the lake of fire that burned with fire and brimstone, is going to happen. After the white throne judgment, that we're going to go into eternity to be with God forever and ever, it's going to happen. God promise is going to happen. That is not going to change. No matter what these beasts do, these four specific beasts, these four specific commander-in-chiefs today, whatever they're doing now against the church, rising Congress and the Supreme Court of our nation today against the church, no matter what they do, our promise from God is firm, is faithful, because faithful is him who sits upon the throne, who has dominion given to him, our Lord and our Rabbi, Jesus Christ. My brother and sister, hallelujah, Father has given him all dominion in heaven and earth. Okay, he's making this promise to us. But the saint of the Most High, to take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever, it's just going to continue. A promise from God's not going to change. is not going to change. Even if you die before you see the rapture, you go into heaven, your promise is right there. Nothing has changed. You can die today. You can go to heaven now. They'll face you. They'll hug you. Welcome to heaven. Welcome home. They'll hug you. You'll see your family. You'll rejoice. You'll dance before God. Okay? And what the Father said to you, welcome my daughter to your kingdom. Welcome my son to your possession. Here's my promise to you. Even when you are on the earth, still stand. His promise to us, stand. They cannot separate us from his promise. Hallelujah. As long as we keep seeking him and serving him, nothing changes. God doesn't change. Promises don't change. My brother and sister, see, he's faithful. He's God. He's in the throne. He's in control. Nothing changes. You're seeing people dying. If they're given the light to Jesus, they enter into the heaven. They're welcome. They're rejoicing. The same as they were on earth. God promised of them, that never changed. When they enter heaven, that never changed. They're welcome into paradise and they're rejoicing. I thank you, Lord. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19. So that needs to be told to Daniel and us, because what Daniel, he sees these four commander in chief in power, and he sees the wickedness they bring upon the people, a grievous spirit. So God needed to remind Daniel, look, my promise to my children never changed. What I promised my children never changed. What these wicked ones are doing, that's not going to affect what I promised my children. Nothing. That needs to happen. Because that will be the evidence held against them for them to be thrown in the lake of fire forever and ever. And we are the witnesses. Paul says to the church, don't you know that Jesus is going to judge angels? Hello, someone. We will be witnesses against fallen angels. Thank you, Lord. So what do you saw? So what do you hear? They'll say in that great day. So my daughter, what do you hear? Can you testify what you heard? Can you testify what you saw on CNN? Thank you, Lord. What did the government say on television? What did your commander and chief say on television? What do you hear them say? Come on, we all want to hear. You need to testify. Remember I told you, you are my witness? Okay, Father, yes, you need to testify. That's why God has us here right now. Father is the judge. He will declare them guilty. But you and I need to testify on that day against them. What did you hear the beast says? What did the beast say on television? What did the beast say against my children on television? What was the guilt he pronounced against my children on television? Thank you, Lord. And the beast will be shaking in there. Wanting you to be quiet. Don't be quiet. Speak. Speak. Father said, speak, my child. Be not afraid. Thank you, Lord. Verse 19. Then I will know the truth of the four beasts, which was averse from all the other, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nail of brass, which devour, broke in pieces, and stamped and the rest of his feet. Someone took this beast that is being, my brother and sister, told, is being told to us here what the beast is made of, and everything that this beast is made of are different countries and different nations that are around the world. They represent this nation, because today these nations are represented by these different steel, by brass, my brother and sister, iron. This one nation who were known to be selling the most iron today. Which nation you think it is? Which nation sells the most brass today that is known internationally to be selling more brass? And which nation sells more iron that is known today that sells more iron? My brother and sister, one is brass and the other one is iron. Hallelujah. These are two main nations today known by selling this material. You see, and when you study this, when you sit down, you look it up and you study it and you say, wow, this is the word of God is so accurate. He's telling us which nation are. My brother and sister, clearly. Once you got to Google it. And it tells you which nations are that sell most of this material. Okay? Because each of these nations is where one beast is running this nation. Okay? And someone said China and Russia. See, you Google it, you search it, it's right there before your eyes. So why is it that there's so much on the news? Because they're very significant, because there's a beast running this nation that is in the Bible that Daniel saw. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Verse 20. And the 10 horns that were in his head, and the other which came out before whom three fell, even the horn that had eyes and mouth that spoke very great then, who looked with more stuff than his fellow. Okay? And I beheld the same horn made war with the same and prevailed against them. Okay? The horn is significant of someone who the beast is using in the last day. A smaller nation who the beast is using. Okay? And I remember over 20 years ago, our teacher was in prayer with God about all this. He will see God overnight about this. He worked. He needed to be work at 5 o'clock, needed to take the train to work 5 o'clock in the morning. But God had him stay overnight in prayer. And I always wonder, how is he able to do it? How is he able to stay overnight in prayer and then take the and be ready to take the train at 5 o'clock in the morning? All the way from north where we live, close to New Hampshire, north, all the way down to Boston, Massachusetts. And I was wondering, how is he able? Every day he takes the train down to Boston 5 days a week, and the Lord having him stay all night in prayer every day. That was beyond me to know that, to understand that as a new believer so many years ago. But, you know, God is able to do anything with anyone who humbled himself for him, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. Verse 22, and unto the ancients of days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. The time came when the saints possessed the kingdom, my brother and sister. So the beast is doing whatever it's doing, which a lot of it will affect humanity. But in regard to God's promise to you and I about taking the kingdom, taking possession of the kingdom, it's going to happen no matter what. Remember that. No matter what. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 23. Thus he says, the four beasts should be the four kingdoms upon the earth, which shall be diverged from all the kingdoms and devour the whole earth, and shall treat it down and break it to pieces. Okay? You see why the Lord is going to take his bride out? Because what God is going to allow the beast to do, the bride has no regard to that business. The business of the bride is just to be a witness and soon to be departing out of the earth. The rest are stayed down, which are saints also, my brother and sister, which God has a plan with them also, and the promise also is not going to change. They're going to live and see what the beast is going to do upon the earth. But what God is going to allow this beast to do upon the earth is terrible. It's horrible. Which should be diverse from the kingdom. It should be devour the whole earth. And that under that word devour, because it is a beast, that counts people turning into zombie and beast-like beast, a werewolf during the Great Tribulation. All these things apply to the plan of the beast to devour the earth. that even that depopulation that Obama talked so much when he was in office, okay, that also goes under the beast. And that should tread down and break it to pieces. The agenda of the elite, God has given it to us in the book of Daniel. Their plan is to tread down and break the earth to pieces. That earth is talking about the people. But they're going to get to contaminate the water, contaminate the air, contaminate the food. My brother and sister, you see that they're already saying that they're finding bird with COVID-19. They're finding animal in the zoo with COVID-19. They're finding wild deer with COVID-19. They even found shark and whale in the open sea with COVID-19. My brother and sister, you see how everything is being contaminated. Hallelujah. Everything is being contaminated in a way that we're saying, wow, how can this be? How is this happening? Okay. Now, seeing that COVID-19 demon that was released from the pit of hell, hallelujah, it now makes sense that Psalm 91, surely shall he deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather under his wing, shall thou, hallelujah, trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor of arrow that filleth by the fire by day, nor of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor destruction that layeth waste in the noonday. The Bible said that this pestilence walk. This pestilence walk. That makes sense now that it's a demon. Okay? It walk. It has two legs. My brother and sister. This pestilence walk. It's a demon. It's a fallen one. Okay? And he there from darkness, walk in darkness, yes, from the bottomless pit, as the Bible says. Hallelujah. And so their plan is, as the demon got released in 2019, is to contaminate everything, as we read in the book of Daniel. Everything that is under the heaven, under the sun, on this earth, break it to pieces, it was told to Daniel. That is what their agenda is. That's what their plan is. That's what they're doing. Okay? But the Lord God Almighty will deliver us from these things. It will not come 90. It will not come to your house, not come to your life, because the Lord is protecting you from these pestilence. This is why repenting daily and obedience is so a must. Cannot be put off. A lot of people now are noticing that if they've been repenting, they would have not been vaccinated. If they would have been repenting daily, all this LV started in 2012, telling people to repent. What do people need to repent so much? Is he nuts? What's going on with this guy? Telling people to repent every day. And now that they're vaccinated, it makes sense now. Man, they would have not taken the vaccine. See? I told you what the Lord says to me. And the Lord is always right. He's never wrong. He's at the right hand of the Father. My brother and sister, he's always right. Listening to him is the best thing you and I can do. That's why he himself explained to Daniel, what will these beasts do in the last day? What will be the outcome? They're breaking the earth to pieces. It's what they're doing. I told you, everything is in the book of Daniel. Everything is in God's word, as Jesus told me. About this life and the life to come, Jesus said to me, in front of me, it's in his word. Anything we need to know, we just need to ask him to reveal it to us. Verse 24, and the 10 horns out of the kingdom, Daniel, I'm still in Daniel 7:24. And the 10 horns out of the kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise. Hallelujah. Notice how the beast always has more allies, as they call it today. More of the other kingdom who will come and join him to continue the evil. It's how the COVID-19 ordered to sign two companies, Moderna and Pfizer, later Johnson & Johnson came about. And now the whole world is into it, my brother and sister. They're into it, and the same ingredient that these companies came up with, because it's not their idea, not their agenda, it came from fallen demon giving it to them. Now the vaccine in China, in South Korea, and in Russia contain the same ingredient. How is that possible? Aren't these nations all separated, doing the thing about each other? Nonsense and foolishness. When Obama was in office, President Putin came from Russia and went riding horses with Obama talking about these things. My brother and sister, and Camp David. Why were they laughing and enjoying themselves so much? They make it seem on television like they're enemy. But when they come together to ride horses and drink wine together, they're celebrating their planning agenda. Be ye not deceived, Jesus said. My brother and sister, they're laughing when the rest of humanity is crying. So the 10 horn out of the kingdom are 10 kings that shall rise, and another shall rise after them. He shall be the first from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. There is no way they can be against each other, because one of them is subduing the rest. One of them has more power than the other. If one is subduing the other, that means he has more power than them. How is he able to subdue the other one? Because he has more power. So the other ones are falling under his power, control, dominion, if you want to say. My brother and sister, simple. He should speak great words against the Most High. Okay? So Obama taking the Bible and saying and criticizing Jesus for what he says in Matthew 5. My brothers, how many times did he criticize the Bible of the Most High while he was in office? Publicly, nobody else ever done that. But he did it. My brother and sister, and live to see another day, because he's going alive into the lake of fire. The Bible is very clear about that. He should speak great words against the Most High. He should wear out the saint of the Most High. Then you hear people saying, I'm wear out, Brother Elvie. I don't know if I can wait for the rapture anymore. I'm wear out. The Lord says that people will be wearing out in the last day. This is a word, my brother and sister, the Beatitude, yes. He should speak great thing. And when people hear someone like him criticizing the Bible and talking about God and so much, that really wear people out who are trusting the Lord. That means that you shouldn't be watching him on television and listening to the garbage he's saying. You should be listening to the Lord only. In him you should be seeking. He should speak great thing, a word against the Most High, and to wither out the saint. Don't people feel tired and wish that the Lord had already come? I'm tired of waiting, people are saying. I'm tired of waiting for this rapture, people are saying. I'm tired. I'm wear out, Brother Elvie. He should wear out the saint of the Most High. And think to change time and law. Hello, someone. Do you hear what this beast Antichrist plan is? According to God's word for us, you and I. Okay, what is he changing? He's changing time. That is to be seen, though. Thing there that I've been meditating, that came to my spirit, is he's changing law. Because the Lord showed me that mandatory vaccination will be the law of the land in the United States. But not just here. The world follow. Remember that. And the Lord is confirming it to Sister Barbara and many other prophets. The dreams and vision that we're having from the Lord is showing us them changing the law, the Antichrist changing the law. Okay? Don't be surprised when you hear it coming on Fox News or CNN or CNBC, NBC. None of these followers of the Antichrist channel will be the first announcing it, like a great thing is coming to the land. Because law is coming to the land. I believe before the year's over, I know I saw it in 2022, great persecution, state police chasing Christians to bassinate them. And when I saw it, it shook me a bit. Like, wow. Because they were going high speed. And the police was chasing them to arrest them and bassinate them. And if you ask me, what happened if they arrest you and bassinate you, brother? Did God take that in? I can tell you. Just, I'm telling you what God showed me. Okay? That means you better have a fast car next year. People are going to think, I better have a fast car next year. I better get a really fast car next year. No. You're really going to have to get under the Lord's protection more and more now. Okay? You don't need a fast car to get away from the police. You need to get under Lord's protection. Really, because that the Lord is our protector, our deliverer. God has a plan. God has a place of refuge for us. He showed me where angelic protection will be. And you will be right by the side of your enemy, but the enemy will not see you. They won't be able to see us. The Almighty will keep us protected. My brother and sister. But he's going to change time and law. Okay? And we cannot change time. He can change how the days will be run and the hour will be run. Okay? They'll do things like that. He might present to Congress, look, we got to put this law in the books that mandatory vaccination in all states. And we also need to change the time because we need time to process all these people, you know? And because it's all evil what he's planning, that we may see the change of time, but we know the change of law is coming, okay? But the first thing he mentioned is time, so, you know, we'll see which of the two will come first, okay? And they should be given unto his hand until a time, in a time, in dividing of a time. Which we know that the first 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation, and then again another 3.5 years divided at the first time. So we know that everything, and I'm not saying that the bride's going to go through the Great Tribulation. No, we're not going to go through the Great Tribulation. Okay? But the change is coming. My brother and sister, the time and time is 3.5 and 3.5, which makes 7 years. And Jesus comes back of the Great Tribulation. The virus is a shadow of the Great Tribulation. The vaccine is a shadow of the Great Tribulation. That means that these things are going to be full force during the Great Tribulation. The vaccine will be the law of the land. My brother and sister. And so will be viruses worse than COVID-19 be part of everyday living. Because a worse, hallelujah, virus than COVID-19 is coming. And we already talked about this. Father, show it to me. Worse virus is coming. So this virus is just a shadow. This demon that I saw must have been about 6 feet high. But they're a demon much greater than him. If COVID-19 is this demon, imagine when they release one bigger, a faster killer than this. They're gonna want him to be released. But God says so. God always has to say so in all this. Verse 26, but the judgment shall sit. Hallelujah. And they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy unto the end. Yes. Hallelujah. It tells you very clear that this is a judgment. It is judgment. Hallelujah. Judgment shall be set. and the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the same of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion to serve and obey him. Here it is. After the judgment comes over the Antichrist and the false prophet, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister said, remember when I share, I saw the COVID demon walking past my street? Walking. There you go. See, that's another confirmation. So she had a dream of the same. Hallelujah. So this 27 is the 1,000-year reign with Jesus, with Christ, that we're going to have after the Great Tribulation. Three and a half years, boom. We're coming back from the wedding, my brother and sister. Oh, wow, that's incredible. She says it was not a dream, it was a real life. Yeah. That means the Lord opened your eyes for you to see the demon. Amen for that. Thank you, Lord. So, my brother and sister, it's going to happen. Okay? It's going to happen. Sister also shared me a dream. She sent me an email a few days ago. She was taken into the overall office there and saw things going about. Someone else had a similar dream to her dream, and something else was happening there. Okay, what they're planning, why God is showing it this way to people, is because of their agenda. Their plan is in there right now behind Biden. What they're planning, what they're talking. So God is taking people in the spirit to show them that the beast is in there planning and behind closed door. And that there, there was a prophecy back in, I don't know, for 2007 back then, where they saw the beast walking behind a president in office, okay, before his term ended. And so that was behind Biden's. But he was still there when Trump was in office for 4 years. He was still behind him. There's a photo of him and video of him being there. He never left office. My brother and sister. Verse 28, here's the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my congestation much troubled me. My continent changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. Everything Daniel saw, it really shocked him. Like it's shaking a lot of people today. My brother and sister. But Daniel was a man of prayer. He prayed three times a day. He always was seeking God in regard to this matter. He didn't know, he didn't understand. Imagine a man from 3,000 years ago being brought to this end time when we got plane, we got train, we got so many things. We got electrical car, flat television on the wall. Imagine Daniel didn't even have two television back then, nothing like this that we have today. So when Daniel saw all this new stuff that we have today, he was all troubled by the matter. But then he saw the beast in office doing all this stuff. It's like, how can people be focused so much on technology when you got a beast in office running your life? Come on, people. Thank you, Lord. And that's basically where we are today, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Verse 8 now, Daniel. Okay. So I share with you when Daniel said that he would change time and law. Keep that in mind. Keep that in heart about the Antichrist. Time and law. I really wanted to share this Daniel 7 with you to remind you of that. I have brought other Bible study about Daniel, but these are meaningful things that I wanted to share in regard to what the Antichrist is planning in the last day, brothers and sisters. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because he is planning evil things against this earth. He is doing evil things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Planning against the saints. And then Daniel followed, and he followed again. It says, in the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared unto me, Daniel, after that which appeared unto me on the first. He's still seeing the Antichrist and the beast and the demon working and the 10 king on birth 8. the vision as it was at first, he said. Okay? And I saw the vision that came to pass, and when I saw, there was a Shushan and palace in which the providence of Elam, and I saw a vision, and it was by the river Ulay. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before a river, a ram, which had two horns. Two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up. I see this as we showed to Pharaoh. The same vision, but in the two, with two different animals, or grass and animal. And God sometimes shows it this way to us, and it's because one half of us will understand it one way, and the other one will understand it better on the other way. So it's, God is still showing us the Antichrist in his work in the last day, but he now revealing it to us in a different vision, a ram he's showing. He first sees a beast, which he didn't describe the beast much, but now he sees it as a ram, my brother and sister. And I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was any of them that could deliver him out of the hand, but he did according to his will and became great. Now, when you take this apart, or when you take this and see what this ram is doing, my brother and sister, he's pushing his agenda in the last day. And he's pushing it westward, west. Where are we today? In the west. Okay? If you're anywhere in another country and they ask you where you're from, and you say, well, I'm from the United States. Oh, well, you're from the west, they say. You're in the west. Northward, Canada. Okay? Is there anything happening in regard to Canada and the beast? Isn't the beast affecting Canada? Of course it is. Then you hear Sister Barbara saying earlier that someone said from Canada, they went to Walmart and they say, have you been vaccinated? Asking them to show their by seeing numbers or ID. The beast is pushing northward. My brother and sister, is it just staying there? Is it only in the West in the United States? Or is it only in Canada? No, it's also present southward in the islands. The islands are in the south. Okay? We can say Florida, but in the islands. So that no beast might stand before him. Okay? There are other beasts in these places, but he's greater than they, and he's pushing his agenda to them to get this done. Get people vaccinated. Make this bison mandatory. You see who's pushing his agenda in the last day? He's behind the scene pushing his agenda upon other beasts, other leader, president, commander-in-chief. What did they talk about in Geneva when they met, when the commander-in-chief met? The same idea. We need to get this world, almost 7 billion people, vaccinated. It was short, but quickly, the agenda was clear. Get everyone vaccinated. Okay? Neither there was any that could deliver him out of his hand. Okay? No commander, and she can say, you know what? We're not doing this. They are under the beast system, Babylon system, and they're also going to have to get it done. Okay? Get it done. You're going to see this beast beating upon other beasts to get this done quickly, my brother and sister. That any could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. Okay? My brother and sister. Okay? Because they're following the beast system. Why? She said, why doesn't nobody want to hear the truth? Because they're listening to the lies. Okay? And he comes, according to John, he comes with all lies. That's what the Bible says. My brother and sister. All lies. He comes with all lies. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nahum says in 3:1, woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. Pray, depart it not. Are you listening to the... Nahum is one of the smaller prophets. This is one of the, they call it a smaller prophet in the Bible. Look what he say. War to the bloody city. What do? They shed blood of the innocent, babies, abortion, Planned Parenthood, in case you're wondering. Lies and robbery. They pray, departed not. Okay? You follow their money, you'll see the killing. My brother and sister. It's sad, but it's biblical. Hallelujah. Solomon said in his wisdom about all these rulers in Proverbs 29:2, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servant will be wicked. Said the wise Solomon about them. My brother and sister, in Proverbs 29:12. See? Be ye not deceived. They're following their master, the lies. They're believing the lies. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, this is so sad, so sad. But it's happening. It's happening every day more. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. John, 1 John 2:22. Who is the liar? Who is a liar? But he that denies Jesus is Christ. He is Antichrist who denying the Father and the Son. How do you know it's the Antichrist? Don't you see him denying the Father and the Son? Everything that comes out of their mouth is a lie. They go on the Oval Office and tell you this and that. They want to tell you what people want to hear, but it's a lie. They'll never tell you the truth. If they'll tell you the truth, they'll talk about Jesus. That's the only truth. The Son of God. That's why he said he is the truth. Talk about Jesus. Everything else they say is a lie. Every promise they make is a lie. Look at the promise Biden made. Lie. None of them he have fulfilled. My brother and sister. Antichrist. Antichrist days. We're in those days so deep unto our nose, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Don't you feel the Antichrist pulling your nose here, my brother and sister? It's bad. We're bad. This is terrible. Hallelujah. And if you don't believe it, let me give you another verse. 1 John 2:18. Little children, it is the last time, the last day, as you have heard that the Antichrist shall come. Even now are these many Antichrist, whereby we know it is the last time. Hallelujah. As to Daniel is many beasts. Then you hear that many beasts, but one is greater, though. Daniel is very clear. Yes, you got four beasts, but one is greater. You got 10 horns that will follow, but one is greater. There's only one Antichrist, one beast, Revelation 13. When the beast is wounded, and I share this many years ago, and I share with people that there will be two that the book of Revelation talks about. But one will assault the other. Okay? Revelation 13:1 says, and they stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 head and 10 horns, and upon his horn 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Okay, here is the beast, Revelation 13. But this beast is going to be wounded, okay? And someone needs to help this beast, well, Revelation 13:11. What does it say? And beheld, another beast came out of the earth, and he that has the two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. He exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and he causes the earth and them that dwell therein to worship the first beast whose daily wound was healed. Look what the, why did the second beast was risen or rise? Rise. Why did the second beast rise? To help the power of the first and make sure that people worship the first. The first beast is the beast that matter. That's the beast that matter. All right, people say, there's another beast coming out of Europe. Yeah, but that's not the first beast. The first beast is the one that came out of here. The other one is just to support this one. That's why people get up. Oh, he cannot be the the Antichrist, because look, you're not getting it. Even if another beast rises, that you may call him the Antichrist, and it's fine. It falls on the Antichrist. It's only to support this. That's why that other beast says, Obama, Obama. He keeping people focused on the first beast, because the first beast is the one that matters. My brother and sister. And people lose sight when they see something else happening in another country. And they say, oh, Brother Elvie, you said that he was the Antichrist, but this other guy is rising. You read the Bible. It tells you why the other one is rising. If this one is wounded, the other one has to rise. But it's temporarily, though. Okay? It's temporarily, though. And he does great wonders. He make a fire come down from heaven and the earth in the sight of man. See? Even making fire coming down from heaven, he's still having people worship the first beast. Okay? My brother and sister. And we don't have to go on detail on the beast, but we can look it up in Daniel, because Daniel 7 talked about the beast and what the beast will be able to do. And then Daniel 8 comes and says he sees the ram. Okay, neither was any that could deliver him out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. Okay, I remember a revelation the Lord gave me in the Great Tribulation. The church was ready out of the earth. He took me to the I think it was like the middle of the Great Tribulation, and that other beast was rising in Europe. And I saw when he was saying, after people were like praising this guy in Europe, and it was hundreds of thousands and millions of people clapping and welcoming him and celebrating him. I remember him saying, I am not the one that you should be worshiping. The one that you should be worshiping is him that is coming. And this other beast from America was coming to Europe to be on the whole world. And that's why when Brother Larry was telling me about the UN, how they're going to go to the UN and rise this leader through the UN, all that, well, that makes sense, because that's the way they'll be able to do it. But he points to the other beast that was coming, and they were all welcoming him, and they knew, they understood after that who he was, because it then was revealed to him, to them, because God will make him be revealed. That's what Colossians says. He will have to be revealed. But it does not pertain to us. We can learn about it in God's word, because we're not going to be around, church. This is for those staying behind. The life that they're going to have to encounter is going to be terrible. Verse 5, Daniel 8:5. As I was considering, behold, a hell goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. This is another leader. Okay? Another leader. And there was someone who made a Bible study, really took this into prayer and fasting before the Lord, and got the name for these person, these leader, these beast. They got a name for them for the last day. Incredible Bible study I heard about. And it came to the ram, had two horns, which I have seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. See, they're able to do harm. No matter what nation, what country they're running on as leader, they are able to do great harm, my brother and sister. Okay? Verse 3, and I saw him come close to the ram, and he was moved with fury against him, and smote the ram, and broke his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him. But he cast him down to the ground and stepped up on him, and there was none that could deliver him out of his hand. Why do they come against leaders this way? Well, first of all, demon fight all the time. If you get taken to hell, the heavenly place, you'll see demon fighting. They're always coming against each other. They've always had to tell them, stop fighting. You fight against the church, not against each other. They always fight against each other. But here in leadership, if they want everyone to be vaccinated and there's not a leader that is doing so, it's not moving on, they're going to come and beat up on that leader. They will have him removed out of office. They'll beat on them. my brother and sister, okay? And I believe more cruel out of leadership, what people are going to see after time passes. You're going to, why are people being so cruel against each other? Okay? And that's part of what, this is what Daniel is describing to us. Verse 8, therefore the hago was very great, and when he was strong, the great horn was broken, and his flame, and it came up from four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Okay? Look, the four winds of heaven, they're planning. Their plan, their agenda is to really cover the whole earth for everyone being mandatory vaccinated. That's what their agenda is. The Bible tells us how they have this power, very great, okay, and strong. And that's financial ability, because they have to have all that money to be able to put all those billion behind the vaccine. To get everyone vaccinated. Why? Because that's what the devil, the Antichrist, wants them to do. Because that's a way for them to help people captive. When people are vaccinated, as the Lord showed me, they are held captive. Okay? Their will is captive now under the enemy, under the kingdom of death. And the Lord showed me that very soon, well, if they want people to riot, like George Soros tried to have people riot for many years, put billions of dollars behind it, and he didn't accomplish much. He tried to have all the black rights against in America against the white, and it did not work, because really, in America, the white don't hate the black. Yes, there was slavery years ago, but people have learned to love one another. Christians, talking about Christians, which great percentage of the country is Christian. Believe in God, my brother and sister. And the white people, there's so much white people that love the black in America that you don't see around other nations. Other nations is the black is there and the white is here, and they better not come over or they get shot. Okay? Not so much in America. Yes, we have KKK and like years ago, a small group of people that hated black. But not as it's been in other countries like in Africa. Okay? My brother and sister, there are white people that pray for black every day in America to be saved, that love them truly in the Lord. My brothers, that division that they try to rise, the Antichrist, for the black to hate the white, have not worked as they plan. My brother and sister, if they plan it, they planned this for many years to keep that race issue in America where people will hate each other so much. My brother says, but it's not going to work until the church is gone. So the church is gone. It's not going to work. There's a lot of lovely black people and lovely white people in America that love one another. And they've been trying to divide them. Soros, they have put a lot of money behind it to bring the division. It have worked very little. Yeah, they can do great harm. They've done a lot of harm between people. And to plant a seed. And then to water the seed and really work on people to hate one another. But once you fear the Lord, when the fear of the Lord is on you, you understand you cannot do that. Because God is not a racist God. God loves everyone the same. My brother and sister. The devil will love people to hate one another. That's his agenda. Divide and conquer. That's what he wants. Divide and conquer. My brother and sister. Verse 9. And out of the one of them came forth a little horn, which weighs exceeding great, toward the south, toward the east, and toward the pleasant land, the Middle East. There is one, Daniel says, okay, who focus is on the Middle East. And as he go through the Middle East, his whole agenda, his whole plan is to get to the pleasant land, which is Jerusalem. Look how the land of Jerusalem is called. My brothers and sisters, the pleasant land. There's one leader, one beast, one ram with a little horn. Okay? So the beast had the horn. That means someone he uses. This one has a little horn. Someone he uses. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. My brother says, someone he uses to go to the Middle East, create division to conquer them, to empower them, to arm them to go against Israel. Look at this. When Obama was in office, he left in Iraq billions of dollars, millions of dollars of weapons, which the Taliban got and brought it to Iran. Okay? About the same $100 billion. Now in Afghanistan, they did the same thing. Okay? Biden left all those weapons, plane and missiles and so much. The Taliban got them, and they brought them to Iran, to the mountain of Iran. Same place. Same mine from Iran, Iraq. They took them to Iran. Same weapon from Afghanistan to the mountain. They brought them to Iran. Why are they building those weapons in Iran? To use it against the blessed land, Israel, Jerusalem. You see their agenda? It doesn't change. You read it in the Bible. My brother and sister, it's a plan. It's their agenda. He did it years ago. He's still doing it. He's still arming Iran. When he was in office, how many weapons did he sell to Iran? My brother and sister, no one knows. Not even Congress knows. Okay? To empower them. Why? Because the whole idea of the beast is, okay, to rise Iran against Israel and remove them out of their land. I heard a pastor say years ago, the devil from the beginning of the Bible, since he knows that God loves the land of Israel, that Jerusalem is his capital, he has been wanting to conquer Jerusalem from the beginning of the Bible. You read your Bible, and you read the nation that the devil has raised against Israel from the beginning. It's always a bend for him to have control over Jerusalem. But God, even when God have allowed it for a temporary time, God has always taken it back from him. God has always removed the king he had placed in Jerusalem and Israel, my brothers, because that's the Lord's land. Okay? And look at him again, here in Daniel 8. He rising a king. The horn on him is a king he's using to rise the people to go to the east, to go against the pleasant land. Same agenda. Try to destroy the Jew again. My brother and sister. He doesn't change. Why would he change? It worked for him in the past. He thinks, well, I can get it done in the end of time too again. And God's revealing it to us. Look, my children, look what his plan is. Verse 10. And it was great even to the host of heaven, and it cast down some of the stars to the ground and stamped upon them. That is so sad, because stars are angels, my brother and sister. And like it says in Revelation 12, there was a great battle in heaven, Satan and his angel, fighting against Michael and his angel. So we see, my brother and sister, this is not easy. This is a war happening in the heavens. Okay? Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. Okay? The prince of the host, according to Daniel 12, is Michael. The prince, thy prince Michael. Okay? And look what he does to the prince of the host. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him, the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Boy, do Michael have a lot of work to do. And his angel during the great tribulation. Because this beast is Antichrist and getting his fallen angel, fallen star to rise as an army against Michael and his angels, my brother and sister. And he's magnified himself even to the prince of the host. And by him, the daily sacrifices get taken away. Like, Michael, I know you're protecting the Jewish people. I know you're protecting Jerusalem. But I'm going to get there, Michael. Okay? And temporarily, the Lord will allow it. He allowed it. During the Bible, you can read it. He has been allowed to do these things, this beast, the Antichrist, temporarily, according to Daniel 11, we're only in Daniel 8, temporarily, for a season, we read before in verse 8, for a season, the deadly sacrifice was taken away, and the place of the sanctuary was cast down. Okay? See, he cast down, this is what Jesus told us in Matthew 24, that when you see the abomination standing in the holy place, this is the Antichrist going into the third temple, after it contracted, to try to present himself, Paul says to the church, as God, seeking worship, my brother and sister. He's seeking worship. He's not going to get any worship. Because the Lord says that to the Jewish, when you see this, run. When you see this abomination, run. Don't try to get nothing out of your house. And then in Daniel, he tells them to the city to run to. It will be protected by Michael and his angel. So Michael and his angel protecting Jerusalem. But there will be a time when the Antichrist will be allowed. And then Michael and his angel will have to go to these other cities and allow the Antichrist there, because God is the one who's in control. Michael does what God tells him to do. Okay? When God tells him, allow this, Michael. That's why the Antichrist is manifesting himself to the prince of the host. In other words, telling the prince, I got Jerusalem. There's nothing you can do. I got Jerusalem and nothing you can do. But that's only for a season, revealed to Daniel. It's going to break Michael's heart to see it. You're going to feel very sorrow to see this evil in the holy place. But Jesus said that he will be in the holy place. You'll see the abomination standing in the holy place, Jesus said. It's God speaking there. You'll see the abomination standing in the holy place. That's the Antichrist in the third temple. My brother and sister, terrible and horrible. And the host was giving him against a daily sacrifice by the reason of the transgression, and it is cast down the truth to the ground, and it is practiced and prospered. So he's trying to tell the people while he's in Jerusalem that he's going to make the world prosper. The Antichrist is giving them all kinds of lies from there. Lies from Jerusalem, the Antichrist. His name, I don't even want to say his name. Live from Jerusalem, CNN giving him 24 hours, and people watching him and giving his speech from life from Jerusalem, from the third temple, telling people who he is and making them all kinds of promise. My brother and sister. But the Bible says he will cast down the truth to the ground. My brother and sister. The Jewish people see it this way, just to understand it this way. They're going to have the original Torah, copy of the Torah, in the third temple, okay, around the sanctuary, okay? And the Daniel said they're going to cast it down, the truth. The truth is the word of God. We know that, okay? So that holy Torah that the Jewish people have been given, keeping for thousands of years, the original copy, they're going to have it around the sanctuary. And the Antichrist, when he comes in there, he's going to make those tables, those places with the Torah in canister, those canisters, he's going to drop them to the floor, says Daniel, or cast down the truth to the ground in his practice. You know what the practice? The Jewish people on Shabbat, the rabbi, they take the scroll as they did in Jesus' time when the second temple was there, and they will read Torah to the people. They'll read the Bible there to the people. That's a tradition the Jewish people do, okay? So he's casting them down to the ground in his practice, my brother and sister, and it will prosper. That means it will be allowed. He'll think it's a great thing, or people will think it's a great thing. Stopping the Bible, throwing the Bible to the ground, as they're saying in the United States, they were burning the Bible in the Great Tribulation. So this is something he has against the Word of God, because he knows what the Word of God is. Through the Word of God, thou shalt know the truth, and the truth will set you free. My brother and sister, hallelujah. So cast it into the ground, and it practiced, and it prospered. Okay? So he is coming against the church and the practice of keeping the commandment. How are they going to do that? I don't know. In regard to Christians who are still alive in the Great Tribulation. Okay? That means he's going to be watching that they don't fast. Right now they even have camera in the mountain. Satellite can watch you, can read a book from space with you sitting in a park anywhere right now on the earth. They can read the book that you're reading completely. My friends, through satellite, through space. Okay? So, my brother and sister, okay, this Antichrist is using all this technology against humanity in the last day. Okay? And it will prosper. In other words, the technology will increase. The power through the technology will they have. That means that AI will be the thing of the land during the Great Tribulation. Because the Bible says it will prosper. That means it will be so advanced. Elon Musk announced a few days ago that they have a new AI beyond anything. They just came out with another one beyond anything they have had in these past years. The government also came out with another AI that someone said online. They destroyed the AI that they have during Donald Trump in office, and now they're implementing the new AI because it's so advanced that will keep the government protected and will keep it prospering. And the same word that is used in the book of Daniel, my brother and sister, it will prosper. That's the word the government is using for the new AI. It will prosper the nation, according to the new AI, which is a demon. Another demon from the pit of hell, putting into their computers. Okay? And now we're Biden in office. This new AI is being implemented starting this year, 2021. Okay? And later on, the end of the year to next year, people are going to see technology increase like they never seen before, because the new AI, they're just learning how to use it. Government is learning how to use it. So to the end of the year to next year, people will be impressed. But the key to the word to the new AI is it will prosper, according to what it says here in Daniel 8:12. The beast is using this technology, it will prosper. It's incredible how everything is in the word of God. Verse 13. Then I heard one saying speaking, and another saying, say unto that certain saying who spoke, how long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation be given both the sanctuary, the host, to be thrown under their foot? You know that the church, we are not the only one that been asking, my brother and sister, okay, how long for the Lord to come? How long for the rapture? How long for the Great Tribulation? Everybody wants to know. Daniel wanted to know too. My brothers and sisters, everybody wants to know. So I heard one of the saints speaking to another saint, saying to that certain saint who spoke, how long shall it be for the vision in concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation? Okay? Concerning the daily sacrifice, that's when the daily sacrifice gets stopped. And the transgression of desolation, yes. That's a great transgression because he's going to enter the holy place to give both the sanctuary host to be trying under the foot. You know, a lot of people have said, okay, when you see the desolation that Jesus spoke in Matthew 24, sitting in the holy place, Jesus called that place still holy there, which a lot of people disagree, but it is. Okay? The daily sacrifice will be established again, my brother and sister. In regard to the Jewish people, which is the people of God also, like the church, I don't question anything. I just believe. Because a lot of people don't approve them to be their people. Especially the daily sacrifice, because Christians say, oh, Jesus already made the sacrifice on the cross. Why would they do daily sacrifice? But they were commanded to do daily sacrifice. This is how I see it. If God tells you to do something, and that this will be established forever among thy people, and you don't do it, I see that as a disobedience. Okay? Disobedient. They want to be obedient now because they know they've been disobedient. They don't have a daily sacrifice now. They want to go back and establish it on the third temple. That's why they're building the third temple. If these sacrifices are not significant to God or doesn't mean anything, which I believe it means obedient, it's not that God sees the sacrifice and says, no, because the sacrifice points to Jesus, Messiah return. All the rabbis in Israel, according to how they have studied Torah, their Bible, they believe. If they don't build a third temple, if they don't establish a daily sacrifice, Messiah will now return. Thank you, Lord. Okay? Messiah will now return. I heard the Lord say, yes, in right to obedience. Okay? It is obedient. They want to be obedient to God, to the Lord. And so they say, if they don't build a third temple, if they don't establish all the practice that was taught according to Solomon in 1 Corinthians 6, 7, or 2 Corinthians 6, 7, my brother and sister, they need to go back to that. And if they say, if they don't do that, Messiah will not return. Because that means obedience to the children of Israel. That's what Solomon prayed. If they will come to this place and repent and humble themselves, will you forgive this? Will you forgive their sins? And you read all Solomon's prayer, which I have done here in the Lord's hour, my brother and sister, if they do all that, God said he will heal them from heaven. My brother, if they do all this, he will forgive their sin and he will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. God said to them. That's why you got to read 2 Chronicles 6, chapter 6, and chapter 7, the entire chapter. So you see what God, what Solomon is praying and what God is promising to them. That's what the daily sacrifice is in the third temple, my brothers and sisters. When they establish all this, Messiah will return. That's why the Jewish people are looking every day to doing this, to building the third temple and to bring back the sacrifice, the daily sacrifice. Even though when people totally disagree with them, my brother and sister, they're looking at this as obedient because they've been disobedient for thousands of years, and they want to give back. Thank you, Lord. Verse 14, and he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Hallelujah. Look how long it's going to take for the sanctuary to be cleansed, it told to Daniel in the last days. My brother and sister, 2,300 days. So what the Great Tribulation is, a cleansing to the nation of Israel, according to this verse here. It's a cleansing to the people, a cleansing to the sanctuary. Okay? Because once it cleansed, people can come back and pray to God, and God will heal them. That's what he promised to Solomon, that he will hear from heaven. My brother and sister, it's incredible. Hallelujah. Verse 15, and it came to pass that when I, even Daniel, have seen the vision and sought for the meaning, and then behold, there stood before me one with the appearance of men. You notice how this is so important now. This is so important now. In regard to what Daniel is praying for, he sought to know the vision, to understand the vision, how to solve the meaning. Okay? Who brings the revelation to us? Who brought it to John in the first book of Revelation? These are the revelation of Jesus Christ who revealed to his servant John, who find himself in the island of Patmos. My brother and sister, it is Jesus who bring to us the revelation, no other but Jesus, because he is the revelation of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is our Messiah. He is our God, and he is our Lord. When he come, he reveal himself to us, and then everything makes sense to us. my brother and sister. So as Daniel seeking to know now, and it came to pass that when I, Daniel, have seen the vision and saw it for the meaning, please tell me what it did mean. Then behold, there stood before me one with the appearance of man. And I heard a man's voice between the bank of the Olai, who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He sees the son of man, and then the son of man tell him, Daniel, send one of his messenger, servant, Gabriel. He sent his angel. Angels are known as a messenger. Gabriel is known as a messenger. You can look it up in the Bible. To whom was Gabriel sent to? He was sent to the mother of Jesus. He is sent to a specific message to God's people by the Lord. Don't misunderstand. By the Lord. He sees the one with the appearing of man, okay, and who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. He calls his messenger, Gabriel, to send unto Daniel to help him understand. Angels are sent to our life a lot of time to help us understand, my brothers and sisters. It's not, doesn't mean that you worship the angel. You worship the Lord, who is the boss, the commander-in-chief of the angels. Verse 17. So he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face. But he said unto me, understand, O son of man, for the time of the end shall be the vision. Hallelujah. It was like Daniel was concerned, you know, when this is going to happen. Because, you know, Daniel's heart, as you read about his life, he was always thinking of his people. Daniel was slave in Babylon. He was taken down with King Nebuchadnezzar and the rest of the Jewish people, and they were going through a lot. God was with him, protecting him, of course. He protected him from the lion den, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But he was always concerned for his people. And when will he return back to Jerusalem, to the promised land, and go back and live in peace as he did before? He wanted to know. But what will be shown to Daniel was for you and I to see the end of time, the end of days, the end of the world. Hallelujah. Son of man, it's for the time of the end shall the vision be. Praise the Lord. And that will give Daniel peace, because this was 3,000 years ago that this was being given to Daniel. He wanted to know for when, and it will be for our last days, my brother and sister, not for his time. Verse 18, now as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep and my face to the ground, but he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee know. Why should it be in the last day of the end of indignation? This is another word for great tribulation. And at the time appointed that it shall, be. So indignation, great tribulation are like a similar word. You can look it up and study it. Okay? My brother and sister, last day indignation. Hallelujah. Which indignation has its own significance also. And each of the words point to that, a specific meaning that we need to know, okay? The definition for indignation is anger, okay? Annoying, provoked by what is perceived unfair treatment. Hallelujah. So it will be unfair. It will be difficult. It will be hard. And that's why indignation, great tribulation, they fall under that word, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Another meaning or another significance of that sentence is everywhere intense indignation was around the cruel torture and execution. my brothers and sisters. You see, great tribulation and indignation, the word go according to, they're like the same, my brother and sister. The ram which thou sawest having two horns, these are the king of Media and Persia, my brother and sister. You see now how these horns today, we know them to be Iraq, which a great army is being risen in Iraq. And Media, I believe one of them is Syria. Okay, and today, that also they see how Russia and the United States and some part of Syria is raising an anti-army, which a lot of people believe to be something else. But no, there is a lie going on in Syria. They keep talking about Syria, but Turkey is in Syria, Russia is in Syria, United States is in Syria, and other countries are in Syria. And I didn't even know, but I learned this online. Each of one of these nations in the last day own a piece in Syria, a warehouse. Each country own a piece or a warehouse in Syria, a chemical plant. My brother and sister, bio weapon. Start. Things you hear online and see. Okay? So, a great army is being raised in Syria and prepared to rise against Israel. My brother and sister, but Israel is not asleep like many people think. Why do you think Israel keeps sending planes to Syria and keep bombing Syria? They're playing our main plane, and main plane keep coming out of Syria, and they keep bombing Syria like every week or every other week. Can anyone explain why? They're not asleep. They're not asleep. Israel is letting their enemy know, we're not asleep. We can see what you're planning. Okay? We know what you're planning. Why? How do they know this? They can read it in the book of Daniel. They can read it in Jeremiah. They can read it in the book of Isaiah. They can read it in the book of Psalm. They can read it in the four, five books of Moses, what the enemies are planning, my brother and sister. Okay? They can read it throughout the Bible. The rabbi can read it. And the rabbi tell the IDF, hey, look what I'm reading here, that these nations are gathering here to raise an army against us in Syria. Okay? You know what we need to do? Send a plane to bomb around Syria. Let's send them a message. We're not asleep, and we're very aware, my brother and sister. Okay? This is why these things are happening. And this is why a lot of people are questioning, why is Israel doing that? Why is this happening? Because Israel believed the Bible. They read it, and they believe it. They know it. They know what God is saying to them, my brother and sister. Only if we take the Bible as God says it to us, as he reveals it to us, and we take it wholeheartedly, okay, as the Bible says that we should, Messiah says that we should, believe with all of our heart, my brother and sister, and apply it every day to our life, and we'll always reap the benefit of it. See, you will reap what you sow, Jesus said. What do you think that means? What do you think it means when he said you will reap what you sow? If you apply this word, you are sowing into your life his word that is alive and powerful. And you will reap that we sow every day of it. You'll reap what you sow. Okay? Praise Jesus. Verse 21. The rye of gold is the king of Greece, and the great horn is between the eyes of the first king. It's always someone in between quiet doing evil. Okay? You got a horn there, quietly, in and out doing evil. Someone always going in there, throwing a lot of cash around, and getting people to do evil. the Taliban cannot move and do so much as they've been doing unless their money be thrown around them for them to buy food, vehicle, way of transportation to move around. You see how easily they were able to go and take over Afghanistan? Why would they? What was so easy for them? Where did they got all those vehicles to go and take over the city so quickly? And in an hour, they had it under control. Hundreds of thousands of them. They counted over 100,000 of them in less than an hour all over the city, fully armed. How were they able to do all that? Weren't they running in the mountains somewhere hiding because they were being bombed? Is what they told us to believe, right? BG now deceived, my brothers and sisters. They are deceiving the world. The things that they say they're doing, they're not doing. They're doing the opposite, my brothers and sisters. Every time they tell you they're doing something, always think about that they're doing the opposite. They're lying. They are lying. And the fact of the lying is coming out on television more and more. Verse 72. Now, that one being broken in whose place four stood up for it, for the kingdom shall stand up out of the nation, but not in his power. If he's not standing up in his power, someone else is funding him. Someone else is funding him. If he's not able to stand up in his power, if he doesn't have enough cash to stand up, someone else is funding him. Huh. My Lord. Verse 23. In the latter time of the kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the fore, a king fears continence and understanding dark sentence shall stand up. And this is Gabriel explaining this to Daniel. Remember the Lord says, Gabriel, go explain this to my servant, Daniel. Thank you, Lord. Sent his messenger. And so Gabriel, he is explaining to Daniel the unfolding on things, how things are going about in the last day. That not everything you see is truly what's happening. That not everything that they're saying is truly what they're doing. Okay? John says that he comes with all lies. Truly, that's what's happening here. Verse 24. And his power should be mighty, but not by his own power. Again, and he shall destroy the wondrously, and shall prosper and perform, and shall destroy the mighty as the holy people. Now, he is one king who's able to get to the holy people. The question is, who is this king or beast or commander-in-chief or leader who is able to get to the holy people of God in Israel, who's able to get to Israel? Who is this nation whose army get to the land of Israel? My brothers and sisters, there's one that can get there. Okay? And the Lord showed me who is the one. I remember. There's one that's going to get there with a great army. And it's the nation of Iran. But it will be put to shame by the Lord because he fight for the Jewish people. My brother, they will get there. They're being funded by the Antichrist. You see the weapon that they got from Iraq, Afghanistan, going to them, being brought to them by the Taliban. They're being funded by Egypt and many other Arab nations of funding Iran. Iran is not alone. If you think Iran is alone, then you need to read Psalm 83. They're not alone, my brother and sister. They gather together. The Islamic leader, they meet, my brother and sister, as they met this year. They met this year in Iran. And they came from Iraq. They came from all these Arab nations. And they worship together. And they met, and they planned against Israel, and they swear to one another that the nation of Israel in that meeting will not be a nation anymore, that they are planning to remove it as a nation. And that's in Psalm 83. And they just did that this year. They gathered together this year, and they swear to one another. Okay? The word of God is true. Nothing up there can be true for more than the word of God, my brother and sister. Verse 25. And through all his policy, also he shall cause the sea to prosper. Look what he's making prosper. The same word that Messiah used to his disciple in Matthew 24, be ye not deceived. What he makes proper? Deceived. How did he get the seed to be prosper? How did he get the lies to be prosper? How did he get to fund it? He's going to fund lies. That's what they do. That's what their agenda is about. Funding lies. Get all the funds of the world. Get all the tax money out of the U.S. and all these people around the world and fund these lies specifically that they want to fund. That's why they make it prosper. Verse 35. And through his policy also, he should cause the seed to prosper in his hand. And he should magnify himself in his heart. Okay? By using peace to destroy many. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. By using peace to destroy many. What did Paul say to the Thessalonians? That when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come upon them like a woman travail with a child, and they will not escape. Same word, same agenda, same plan, same beast, same Antichrist, same commander-in-chief of this nation, same man behind the scene, same Antichrist, same beast that we know, the same, deceiving the world. He deceived the whole world, the Bible says, my brother and sister. But be ye not deceived, you child of God, you men and women of God, you got God's word. Be ye now deceived. Stand in the word of God. Don't let them deceive you, mislead you, misguide you. No. Read the word. Pray for wisdom. Pray for knowledge. Pray for understanding. Pray for revelation. Seek Jesus. Repent to Jesus every day. Be in daily repentance with the Lord. No matter what, pray. No matter what you hear, pray. Repent. Cry it out in unbelief. My brothers, we're all in the same boat with Jesus. We all need to repent. My brothers and sisters. He also should stand up against the prince of princes, but he should be broken without raising a hand. Paul says that he will be defeated by the Lord, by the power of his coming. Oh, I love it. Jesus come, the Antichrist is defeated. All right, go to the lake of fire. He's thrown alive, him and the four prophets, into the lake of where with fire and brimstone. So easy for the Lord to defeat him. It's like the Lord wants us to trust him. What are you doing trusting in the system? Trusting in the leadership that are beasts like him. The beast that he's guiding, the ram that he's leading, the horn that he's carrying, which are leaders that are under him. No. You focus on Jesus. Focus on the Lord. Focus on the Son of God. Focus on Messiah, who is our Lord and Savior. Forget about this earth. Stop planning. Jesus told me this last week. My son, stop planning for this earth. Stop planning to have a better house and better thing on this earth. Because those that are planning for those things are the ones that are looking to stay, he says to me. Jesus giving me an advice. Those that are looking to plan for here, for this earth, are looking to stay and live on this earth. In other words, stay behind. No. Your dwelling is on high. You have better thing. You have better thing waiting for you, he says to me. look to the things above. Yes, Lord, what a great advice Jesus gave me. Oh, he's always right. He is always right. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us. But because for a minute or a second we forget how important it is to be focused on heaven and the things above. Seek the things above, says Paul to the church, and not of the things of this earth. My brothers and sisters, it's so important we stay focused on Jesus in our heavenly place with Christ, with the Lord. That very soon he's going to take us to be with him. Soon we'll meet the Lord in the cloud. And the Bible says, therefore, there we will always be with the Lord, the bridegroom coming in this middle of this night. We are in the night, deep in the night. Jesus is about to come for us, his bride. My brother and sister, his beloved bride that he loves so much is about to come and take her home. Get a hold of her by hand and say, come, my bride. Hallelujah. I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine, his word says in Son of Son. He loves us. We are his child, my brother and sister. Let us focus on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look for the things above. Hallelujah. He says to me, you're going to go into a smaller place than where you are now, but serve me there. At a moment, I didn't know what he was saying to me. But we ended up finding a place where he told us to move smaller than this. But he was the one who took us to where it was. We didn't know. My brother is praying and asking, Lord, where? You said for us to move to that city. Lead us there. Guide us there. He did. Finally led us to the place where he wanted us to be. But it's temporarily. Yes, we have a work to do for him. Yes, this is his work, that we will do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Who has chosen us, selected us, elected us in the last day. We are his chosen one, his bride that he has chosen. My brothers and sisters, and the bride he's taking home soon. The bride doesn't have much. The bride is only a witness. My brother and sister, the bride don't need to see much. It's only a witness. Witness see so they can testify. And that's it. The bride is about to disappear. One of these days, they'll say, hundreds of thousands disappear. Where are they? As he showed me once when he took me to the Great Tribulation, it was the first day after the trumpet sound. In the very moment of the trumpet sound, I heard people screaming. Then it was all over the land that the bride had disappeared. But one thing he showed me was that the day will be very darkened, like it is today, like it is now. How our governments and leaders are turning against the bride, mandatory vaccine, they say. That is for the Great Tribulation. That's a shadow of the Great Tribulation. But they're beginning to bring it up now. I told people that we were going to see some of these things 10 years ago. They said no. No, Brother Elby, no. No. We're not going to see these things. And I kept telling that the Lord showed me the things that we were going to see. And people told me no to my face. Oh, no, I'm sorry, Brother Elby. Some people said, I don't want to call you a full prophet, Brother Elby. But no, we the bride, we're not going to see those things. No, no. According to a lot of the church, we're not supposed to see the COVID-19, the vaccine. Neither mandatory vaccine like it started in California, New York. According to them, no, we the bride, before these things happen, I have people tell me, no, before these things come, Brother Ovi, the bribe will be out. The Lord will take us out. No, but the Lord showed me that we will see the signs of these things coming. No, Brother Ovi, no. I have people telling me, no, you're not right about that, bro. You need to pray more. You need to fast more, Brother Ovi, but no. We're not going to see those things come, they said to me. My brother said, that's why we need to stand on the word and stand on what Jesus is telling us. Because I even questioned what the Lord was telling me and revealing to me when they told me no. I have ministers tell me no. We're not going to see these things. The bride was not going to see these things. And I was like, no, you know, questioning what the Lord had told me. We should never question what the Lord said. He's always right. And he knows everything. What do we know? My brother and sister. It's to me and for me to repent. I remember these things and I need to repent because I question what the Lord was saying to me because I have ministers tell me that we were not going to see these things. But the Lord was showing me that we were going to see them. See, opposite to what they were telling me. You see? My brother and sister. So I can tell you the things that we're going to see before we are raptured. Because Jesus showed me these things years ago. And when I began to share them, people say, no, you're not right. There were even people that called me for prophet because I said, we're the bride, we're going to see these things. You see? And they stopped listening to me at all. The people that for 8, 10, 12 years have not listened to me at all. Because when I began to say that we were going to see these things, then Elvie is a full prophet. He said, don't listen to him. And they contacted people in the ministry here. Don't listen to Elvis Zapata. He is a full prophet. He is saying that the bride is going to see these things coming. And they said, no. And they got a lot of good people that were listening to me, that they were growing in their relationship with the Lord. They were faithful listeners, and they turned them away. They had not listened to me because they say I was a full prophet because I was saying that the bride was going to see these things. You see the problem, my brother and sister? He is what God holds people responsible. If you call me a false prophet and you walk away, that's fine with God. God was okay. You know, yeah, he'll hold you responsible. He'll talk to you. You know, and okay, fine. You can repent. But when you go and start contacting other people, turning them away from having a relationship with the Lord and growing in the relationship with the Lord because the Lord wants them to listen and hear and learn, now you are in trouble with God if you do that because you're hurting other God's children that God wants to keep in the last days. My brother and sister, a lot of people that say, I'm not going to listen to you because what you're teaching is not true, are already taking the coronavirus vaccine. See? When I began to tell them that this thing was coming and I told them to their face not to take it, even they didn't believe me because they thought I was false. And they went out and took it, and they're in trouble now. They don't know how to get out of that now. You see? Instead of praying and seeking the Lord and say, Lord, reveal me whether what he's saying is true or not. No, they judged me and walked away. No, my brother and sister, we need to seek the Lord. Okay? Thank you, brother. You should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We serve the Lord. We are servant of Jesus. His will we do, not our own. Okay? For those who did not listen to Sister Barbara, here is the confirmation, my brother and sister. And shalom, shalom. Hope my Sister Carla will be on tonight. If not, Brother Body, I will be back on Sunday, whatever the Lord tell me to tell you. Amen?
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy that I got this morning. So join me in the King James Version, King James Version Bible. I'm looking to be in, Book of Luke, chapter 21, let's do 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Okay, now this is, of course, a doomer. No, I kept on hearing yesterday over and over and over the day of coming burning like an oven, and we know what that is. Okay, so here we go. What is today? Okay, September 14th, 2021. Daughter, speak of the day burning like an oven. Time moves rapidly, while most remain complacent. The day of the Lord approaches. A day burning like an oven, a day of fire, a day of weeping. The tyrant leader will continue to oppress the people. War is looming in the distance. Whoa, I just got the Holy Spirit when I said that. War is looming in the distance and will make way for the enemy attack. Prepare for civil unrest and civil war. You will be forced to make a decision. Whoa, look at the Holy Spirit. I have it all over me. Will you fight for righteousness? Will you stand on the side of the Most High? Will you stand for justice? A whirlwind of fire approaches. It burns everything in its path. Everything will be made stubble. Sweeping fires across the nations that cannot be extinguished will blaze out of control. I am the fire. Go to your prayer closet now and pray you are worthy to escape the cup of wrath. Whoa, wasn't expecting that. Okay, so I'm not going to put this down because there's something very interesting in this. Well, I thought it was interesting anyway. Now, when I was starting to hear this, I kept on getting the word here, tyrant, the tyrant leader. Now, I know I had prophecy on this tyrant leader before. So I reposted those, I think there was two videos on it. There might be one more. I didn't look again. I reposted them on the Facebook pages, so you might want to look at them. Now, the tyrant leader, here's what I was thinking, and I never add my opinion to the videos. I didn't on the other two. Let's just say this. The person that I thought it was referring to, it doesn't appear that it is the person I thought it was. I want you to think about that. Maybe listen to this again and look at the other two prophecy messages. So I'm not going to add anything else onto that. So just keep that in mind. The person I thought was the tyrant and what it was referring to in the other two apparently is not that person. So here we are. We're at the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Please have a plan for a disaster. That was the other thing I kept hearing over and over and over, is that a disaster is going to strike. A disaster is coming. A disaster is coming. I heard that over and over and over. Now, it wasn't in the prophecy. Now, I didn't pray for the title of it. This may be the title of this Doomer prophecy. Something having to do with disaster, because I kept on hearing that, but then when I got the prophecy, I'm like, disaster is not in there. Maybe that's the title of it. So before I put it up, I always pray for the title and see where I'm led. Have a plan. Make sure you have some cash on hand. You know this. Have some supplies on stock. I went in there yesterday and I was ordering, over-the-counter medications, just in case. Mylanta, Pepto-Bismol. What else was I ordering? Some quick things to eat, like those Jell-O cups, pudding cups. You don't know what disaster might strike. Be prepared. Be prepared. Think about the what possibilities, what they are, and if you're prepared enough, do a walkthrough emergency. That's what I always do. You need to do this. You don't want to be caught off guard having your supplies dwindled away and then not being able to get stuff either online or at the store. Now, you see what they're doing right now, and I can't really say anything. They're going to mandate the V. They're already, I believe, doing it in Canada. You might want to Google that. Somebody sent me a video about it. It was being done in Canada already. It was being mandated at Walmart that you can't, I don't know if you can't work there or can't get in without the V. That's all I'm saying on it. Research yourself. Google things. Look around. See what's going on. I also belong to a prepared group, a prepare and survival and so on. Now, what's going on out there, and I'm seeing people all over the countries, and all over the country, they're putting pictures up of the store where they're going, and they're showing all of the shelves are bare, and the shelves are empty. They're not getting stuff in. Don't be caught off guard. This is majorly important that you have food stocks and supplies on hand. What else was I looking at? Some things I was looking at still are not available. And what I'm noticing on other things is that things I used to be able to get delivered in the mail, you can't get them anymore. It's only pickup or store visit. Please have a plan. Don't wait to the last minute and be running around when everything is. There's no supplies in the store. You've seen this before when the pandemic started. What else did I want to mention? Oh, there. Make sure you're still subscribed to the YouTube channel. Check the notification box. Hit that in case you're not. Let's see, what other thing. If you don't hear from us for a few days, check in and see what's going on. And then the Facebook pages, I try to put one link at least up. Let's see, Sister Barbara Francis, the Godzilla 7, End Time Prophecy Channel, and The King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ. Now, I know I put those, reposted those videos about the tyrant later on those pages. So please like and follow us there, and please share the videos because they're not doing it on Facebook. And what else did I want to mention? Thank you, everyone, for all...